This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools officials today have presented a balanced budget proposal ahead of a vote at the end of the month. Officials say they were able to close a $734 million deficit by refinancing debt, spending down a reserve fund, and expecting more than $3 million from a city TIF surplus. There are also about $272 million in cuts to the central office and operations. District officials say they've done their best to keep cuts from hitting the classroom. Meantime, the Illinois State Board of Education today voted to lower passing scores on state standardized exams. Officials say Illinois' passing scores, or CUT scores as they're known, in math and reading are among the hardest in the nation. And this leads some high schoolers to think they're not really ready for college when they actually are. ISB Chair Stephen Isoyi explained.
Our former CUT scores wanted you to be able to get into college and get an A on every single course that you took. What we're saying now is college ready means that you can get to college and actually pass the classes and get a C or higher.
Officials say they hope students feel more confident about their performance and overall college readiness. A former student at a Chicago public high school says the district failed to do a sufficient background search on a security guard who allegedly raped her. Romel Campoverde has pleaded not guilty to raping the 15-year-old, and a new lawsuit claims Chicago Public Schools hired Campoverde despite a lengthy criminal record. The girl's lawyer is Mark Brown, who read a statement from her today.
The following is a statement by Jane Doe. I used to be a happy, outgoing teenager. I loved school. I trusted adults. After the attack, I couldn't go back to my school. I missed a whole year because I was too afraid. CPS hired a man to protect us that they should have known was violent. They were supposed to protect me. They didn't.
A district spokesperson declined to comment, citing a policy against commenting on pending litigation. The days of they go low, we go high are long gone for Democrats. My colleague Alex Degman reports more politicians are taking off the gloves. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth has insulted President Trump before. She coined the phrase cadet bone spurs during his first term. That referred to Trump's medical diagnosis that he says prevented him from military service. And now Duckworth is going after his style.
Have you even seen what he's done to the White House? How much gold and gilding he's put in? It is gaudy and ugly, and it's not what America's about. And the last time I was in a room that gaudy and ugly was Saddam Hussein's toilet. And we flushed him down the toilet.
This was a recurring theme today at the annual Democratic County Chairs Brunch in Springfield. All speeches called out Mr. Trump directly. Hers was the only one to take the party's faithful into a dictator's bathroom. And the Chicago Stars have named Martin Hogren as the team's new head coach beginning in the 2026 season. He is currently a coach in Sweden and has extensive experience throughout Europe, including coaching the Norwegian women's national team. Hogren's top assistant is Anders Jacobsen, who will arrive before the current season ends and take over interim head coach duties from Ella Masser to close out this 2025 campaign. You're listening to The Rundown. Illinois is one of the bluest states in the country, and more than two dozen Texas House Democrats fled here to protest a proposed congressional map in their home state that could broaden Republican power in Washington. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is among the Democrats promising to fight, and some people think the fight might include a new map here in this state. My colleague Alex Degman reports.
Pritzker has called Texas's plan for mid-decade redistricting a few things: cheating, illegal, and wrong. He reiterates that he ultimately wants independent commissions, not lawmakers, to be in charge of redistricting, but he also says that's not where we are right now.
When Republican states are more often gerrymandering than Democratic states are, it seems like all bets are off. We've got to consider all the options when they're trying to take democracy away.
As Pritzker revealed this week, one of those options for Illinois could be the political nuclear button.
Sure. We could redistrict. It's possible.
Texas Republicans say they stand to gain 5 seats, a total Illinois could not offset alone through redistricting. Lawmakers in 2021 drew the Illinois congressional map to heavily favor Democrats. They control 14 of the state's 17 seats. It's hard to see how even one of those GOP-tilted congressional districts can be redrawn in a way that an Illinois Democrat could win. The three Republican districts are heavily so, with two of them voting for Trump over Democrat Kamala Harris by at least 40 points. These days, Pritzker says Trump isn't following the rules and is focused only on one thing, power. Here's the governor from Sunday's Meet the Press.
And he knows he's going to lose the Congress in 2026. That's why he's going to his allies and hoping that they can save him. And we've all got to stand up against this. It's cheating. Donald Trump is a cheater. He cheats on his wives. He cheats at golf. And now he's trying to cheat the American people out of their votes.
Democrats across the country are debating whether they, too, should remap early. The ongoing spat between Texas, Illinois, and other blue states is concerning to groups like Change Illinois. They work on ballot access issues and fair maps. Ryan Tolley, their executive director, is watching a bad pattern form, and he isn't sure where another Democratic Illinois congressional seat would even come from.
You know, it's hard to say just because of how extremely partisan gerrymandered Illinois maps are.
Tony McCombie is Illinois' House Republican leader. She remembers the last remap, when a district in northern and central Illinois was made more Republican. Its neighbor was made to look like a giant capital C that stretched from Rockford to the Quad Cities to Bloomington, all in order to lean further left. She could see a scenario where Democrats try to put that GOP district back in play, possibly by looping those areas in with parts of Chicago and the suburbs. But the rural northwestern Illinois Republican thinks that would backfire and could ultimately cost Democrats a seat.
I don't think they're willing to risk that. Not in our area. This isn't Chicago. We have different values. We care about different things.
Another problem, the next election cycle has already begun. Congressional candidates started circulating nominating petitions last week for the March 2026 primary. The first day of filing is in October. If Pritzker and Illinois Democrats soon move forward with a new round of redistricting aimed at Republicans and Texas, Tolley worries about the impact of a political tit-for-tat.
This fighting fire with fire is, you know, we're just going to end up disenfranchising more and more people.
Pritzker can slam Trump as a cheater, but Tolley believes that all political gerrymandering, in Texas, here, and elsewhere, cheats voters. Alex Degman, WBEZ News.
Weather, a pleasant day around town. Sunny skies, a high in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 60s. Sunny tomorrow, and a high again in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lobis. Thanks for listening.